Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Sosi, Paul Perillo, and Andy Harton. Guys, it's finally time for the mock draft. The draft is here.
Indeed. And, you know, we're going to make picks because I won't let Paul trade down, even though we know that's what's going to happen at the draft party right. Come Thursday night.
This is definitely pending no trades. The Patriots have 9 selections. We're going to kick things off with 32. What do you think is going to happen at number 32, Andy?
Well, I think with Brandon Browner and Darrell Revis leaving, the biggest need is cornerback. I'm going Marcus Peters, cornerback, Washington. Was kicked off the Washington team, so that's a concern. He said it was a communication issue. They did allow him to do his pro day there in Washington, so maybe that shows it's a maturity thing. I just think he's an elite man coverage guy, bump and run. He could start right away as a rookie.
Now, if we kick him off the team, do we get cap space back for that?
No.
And I definitely can't trade down here.
You cannot trade down. You must pick at 32.
Okay. Well, I think Andy picks one of the positions. I think it's corner and then offense, defensive line. I think one of those three spots, I'll go offensive line, Cameron Irving out of Florida State. I love the fact that Dante's back involved, Dante Scarnecchia. He's doing a lot of the scouting for this. We know he loves Nate Solder back when. I know he loves these Florida State guys. There's a good relationship with Coach Trickett at Florida State. Cameron Irving, a lot of versatility up front.
Well, Paul, I agree with you. I think it could be a cornerback or a defensive lineman. I don't necessarily want to copy you guys, but I hardly have an original thought. I'm going to go defensive interior with Eddie Goldman from Florida State. Two-gap player, similar in some respects, I guess, to a Vince Wilfork coming out of college. Guy who's really a run stuffer, moves very well laterally. Not necessarily an up-the-field penetrator for the pass rush, but I think he could be a guy that could play right away on the defensive interior.
As much as I want to be risky and say, if Todd Gurley is still around at number 32, I think the Patriots should go there, but I am going to go defensive tackle Eric Armstead out of Oregon. I mean, if this guy is still around number 32, the Patriots could really get a lot of value for him. His size, his length, his athleticism for what he can do. He gets criticized for being a little slow off the line, but certainly could be a good value at number 32. I think the Patriots do need to work on that interior defensive line, though. So that will do it for round one. We'll have plenty of coverage, so stay with us right here at Patriots.com.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.